you even want to call it a little room. Just an
area. You're going to get a fly swamp. I got the fly, too.
No, again, I didn't have it on. The other thing you were thinking of.
A divan.
Divan.
For a couch. I knew that. I knew there was another word, but couldn't think of it right then.
Yeah, that's kind of just sort of like an old word.
To me, it would be, because I've never, it's not that common, but I have heard them call that.
Oh, now, in the bedroom, the place where you hang your clothes.
Closet.
Now, do you ever remember, like in old houses, a piece of furniture that they used, I guess they didn't have a closet, and they would hang clothes in.
I believe shift robe, is that, that's what they were called. Right, yes, I remember them. We used to have one.
Well, they didn't have closets in the...
Right, my mother-in-law still has a shift robe.
Mm-hmm. Well, like the house where my mother lives, she moved into her old home place in Marshall that was just been there in the family. All the years nobody lived there. And it didn't have any closets, and she had to build... She remodeled it before she moved in. When she moved back there, she had to build closets. And I'd never noticed that when I was a child going there to visit my grandmother, that it didn't,
that
have,
it didn't have a closet.
Yeah. The covering of the house, you call that the...
Roof.
Now, the area between the roof and the ceiling, I guess, would be called...
Attic.
And a little room off from the kitchen where you might store extra canned goods and stuff.
Utility room.
What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk. Some people call them antiques. I call them junk.
That's great.
I'm not much of an antique nut.
I'm not either. My mother says the reason she's not is because she grew up with all that stuff, and so it doesn't interest her.
Well, now, if somebody would take a piece of antique furniture and refinish it for me and get it in good shape
and bring it to me.
Now, I would accept it and love it and prize it. But as far as going out to an antique shop and buying an old beat-up piece of furniture that's fallen apart and that is just black with half inch of paint, and me scraping, no, sir, not me.
No, I'm not for that either. I wouldn't know. Well, first of all, I wouldn't know how to start. I wouldn't even know how to go back.
That's right. But now I can go into anybody's house that has a lot of antique furniture like that, that they've taken it, redone it, and set it up. Mm-hmm. And I admire it. It looks nice. And I wouldn't mind having it myself. Mm-hmm. But if somebody would give it to me, or I could buy it like that. Mm-hmm. But as far as taking it and redoing it myself, that's just not my thing.
I'm glad to see somebody else feel that way. I sort of felt like I was awfully, you know, it's because it's kind of an end thing to do, you know.
Right.
I sort of felt like I was kind of weird because I didn't want to do that. What would you call a room that's used just to store odds and ends in?
Well, I really don't know. I've never had that time of a room.
How about a storeroom? I mean, does that sound...
Well, now, as you say, now we've got a bedroom in here that catches extra pieces of furniture. We call it a playroom, and because I mean, you know, that's where the kids' toys are and the extra pieces of furniture, and it's just but now I've never had a room that I would call a storeroom.
You've
just
heard,
an extra room.
Yeah. Now if you were talking about like daily housework in terms of like what your mother would be doing to get the house ready every day. Oh, no, to get the house ready for company, let's say. She'd say she'd have to... I'm not expressing...
Clean house.
Yeah, okay, clean house.
Right.
As opposed to tidy up or
something
like that. Okay, what would you call something you used to sweep with?
A broom.
Okay, and a long time ago on Monday, the thing that they used to do was...
Wash. Wash clothes, yes, all day long. Oh, yes, my mother had a ringer type washer. And of course we had, like I say, there was four of us, you know, just little. And she usually, I mean, since she had a ringer type washer and, you know, it took so much time to fill up the machine and everything like that, she had a double